Good morning. A blessed Lord's Day to all of you this morning. Thank you for joining us as we gather here to hear God's word and to receive his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. A couple of announcements to make. First of all, this afternoon at 3, we will be having a pitch tournament. So if you would like to participate in that, you are invited to do so. You don't need to sign up, but if you do sign up, it is appreciated just so that we kind of have an idea of who to expect. There is a sign-up sheet in the narthex. Also, I needed to announce that Ash Wednesday services will be taking place this Wednesday, and so we will be having service at 7 p.m. Prior to that, from 5:15 to 6:30, there will be a soup supper as part of our gathering for Ash Wednesday, which is the mark or the beginning of the season of Lent. And so we are at that time of year already. So as we gather, there are a number of other announcements. As we gather this morning, though, let us, before we sing our opening hymn, let us greet each other in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you all. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Be my rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake.
Give us, O Lord, your beseeching. Take away our sin, O Lord, through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Be to God on high, and on earth peace, good will toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy
upon us, thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou holy art holy, thou holy art the Lord. Thou holy, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously opened the eyes of the blind through your Son, Jesus Christ, and have let us, poor sinners, see your light. Enlighten our darkened hearts, so that we may rightly learn and know Christ your Son, who died on the cross for us and was counted guilty of our sin. May we see your gracious help and mercy in all our needs and afflictions, and may we seek that help through faithful prayer and find our comfort and defense against the devil, and finally be delivered in death. The Old Testament reading for Quinquagesima is from 1 Samuel chapter 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look upon his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse came to Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." Then Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and get him. For we will not sit down until he has come here." And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward, and Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord.
wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your arm redeemed your people, sons of Jacob and Joseph.
Our second reading is written in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been known, fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord.
To the Lord, all you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. And taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As they drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
In our gospel text this morning from St. Luke, Jesus tells the 12 what is going to happen when they go up to Jerusalem. Now, it's not going to happen right away, but when it does, the kingdom of heaven is going to come to earth. He is, in a sense, asking them to see it in their mind's eye. He is asking them to see something unexpected and unpleasant, something different from their experience, expectations. He tells them to see everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. He tells them to see his betrayal to the Gentiles, his being mocked, shamefully treated, and spat upon. He tells them to see his flogging and murder, and that on the third day he will rise. Now, we have the advantage of hindsight. We know what happens to Jesus. We know because when these events did happen, they changed the world. They changed us. We have read and we have heard and we know the story. But Jesus is asking the 12 to see something unexpected in their future. And at the time, the disciples were probably seeing themselves through a world or a lens of worldly glory. They probably saw Jesus going up to Jerusalem to be crowned with gold instead of thorns. They probably imagined Jesus using his miraculous powers to kill the Romans rather than to be killed by them. They probably thought themselves as the new ruling council instead of as being scattered after their master is declared a criminal by the rulers of the day. They could not even begin to see the resurrection, let alone what that might mean. St. Luke tells us when he writes, they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Jesus had told them to see, but they could not see. At this time, their eyes have not yet been opened. But then, they drew near to Jericho, where they ran across a beggar. And this is the part of the text where Jesus' actions actually illustrate a point and open our eyes. The beggar is blind, is a blind man. He hears a ruckus and he finds out that it is Jesus of Nazareth coming his way. Now, he has never seen Jesus. He has never seen Jesus perform miracles. He has only heard the good news with his ears. He has only heard eyewitness reports. But based on this, his belief of what he has heard is true. And so he cries out, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. There are those that tell him to be silent, but instead he cries out all the more. And he repeats his prayer that the Lord Jesus would have mercy on him. He hears with his ears the words of Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? And so he answers our Lord's questions with a prayer, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus says to him, recover your sight, your faith has made you well. And St. Luke tells us that without hesitation, immediately, in fact, the man recovered his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And those who saw this miracle take place also gave praise to God. This, of course, is remarkable. For the 12, our Lord's closest disciples, who have seen miracle after miracle, they have witnessed sign after sign for 3 years, and yet they cannot see what Jesus asked them to see. Their lack of faith in his word and in his Father's will
their own pride and preconceived notions all conspire to blind them. See, Jesus said to them, but they cannot, and so they do not understand. But compare this to the blind beggar. He cannot see, but he can hear. As St. Paul tells us in Romans, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. This man, this blind beggar, heard the good news of Jesus, and he believed what he heard. And this word, and his belief in it, dared him to see in his mind's eye that Jesus would hear his prayer, and that Jesus would restore his sight. Maybe he even saw that he would become a disciple himself. He was blind, but he could see, unlike the 12, who could see, but could not see. The blind man's faith was kindled by the good news of Jesus being proclaimed to him, though he saw nothing with his eye. But in God's kingdom, we don't see with our eyes, but rather we see by faith. We live by faith, and we receive God's gifts by faith. For with our eyes, we see water, but we hear the good news attached to it, and we believe Jesus. When he promises to work mighty things through his word and promise, combined with the water. We hear this good news and we see salvation and redemption with the eyes of faith. And with our eyes, we see bread and wine, but we hear the good news attached to them. We believe Jesus when he promises to work mightily through his word and promises, combined with the bread and wine. We hear this good news, and so we see salvation and redemption with the eyes of faith. And as our Lord told the blind beggar, your faith has made you well, so too, this message is for you and for me. The beggar's belief in the word of God allowed him to see that Jesus could heal him. And by God's grace and by our Lord's mercy, this beggar would no longer have to beg, for he received his sight. And he would see. And now he can see. We do not see Jesus at work with our eyes. He has ascended to the Father. And like the blind beggar, we hear the eyewitness reports. We hear the word of God. We hear of his going to Jerusalem to fulfill prophets. We hear of his arrest, his passion, and his crucifixion. Also for us under Pontius Pilate. We hear that he suffered and was buried. We hear that on the third day he rose again according to the scriptures. We hear that he has ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. We hear this. We confess this. But we cannot see it. But we do see it with the eyes of faith. For again, faith comes from hearing. And so the kingdom of God comes to us. Our blindness that we suffer at the hands of the devil, of the world, and of our own sinful flesh is taken away as we receive our sight. Our sins are forgiven. Our separation from God is no more. Our hope is no longer in a fallen world that it has empty promises of wealth and glory. But rather our hope is in Jesus, in his word, in his promises, in his blood, in his resurrection, and in the life of the world to come. As Dr. Luther said as he neared death, we are all beggars. This is true. And so we cry out, Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And we give thanks to God then that he has had mercy on us. For through this mercy, we have been granted ears to hear and the eyes of faith to see that in Christ we have life. So let us hear the good news. Let us believe the word, and let us see the kingdom, for it is near to us in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with the high free spirit. Amen.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would bless this, our offering, that here in this place we may continue to proclaim the word of Christ, so that those who hear may have the eyes of faith to believe that he has come to forgive us of our sins and bring us to everlasting life. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. At this moment, I would invite the Larson family forward. It is our privilege to receive them by way of transfer into our congregation this morning. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to God the of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gift that God has given you in your baptism? If so, answer, yes, I do. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? If so, answer, yes, I renounce them. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, answer, yes, I believe in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Do you uphold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from them and confessed in the small catechism to be faithful and true? If so, answer, I do. Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than to fall away from it? If so, answer, I do by the grace of God. Do you desire to become a member of this congregation? If so, answer, I do. Will you support the work of our gracious Lord?
Will you support the work our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper and participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would invite the congregation to please stand for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these your sons and daughter to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabling them both with heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that by your word and spirit, they may continue steadfast in the one true faith, in the fellowship of this congregation, as together we await the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. You may return to your seats. We continue with the prayers of the church. We pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their need. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for all your goodness and we bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your holy church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love, charitable in all good works, and fervent in prayer, and so establishing in them faith once delivered to the saints. Grant wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound in your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Father, preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of these United States, the Governor and the Legislature of the State of Nebraska, and to all who would make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve your people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, take from us all hatred and prejudice and give to us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those whose work it is to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world. We remember those who serve in the armed forces, especially Todd, Angela, Jacob, Madison, and Kyle, that they and all who serve would do so with honor and integrity. So also we pray that you would protect and defend those who protect and defend us here at home, especially our police and emergency workers, that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we praise you for the gift of human life. Look favorably upon all expected mothers. We remember Justine, Journey, Alyssa, and Kirsten. Grant that throughout their time of pregnancy, that mother and child may be kept safe from harm and danger, and that you may be glorified in the giving of life. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, our time is in your hands. We pray that you would look with favor upon those who celebrate birthdays this week. We remember Leah, Jessica, Tristan, Letty, and Joyce. Strengthen their trust in your goodness and bless them with your abiding love all the days of their life. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage. We especially remember Kurt and Cheryl, who celebrate their gift of marriage this week. Assist them always by your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may ever honor and keep their promises and grow in love toward you and love for each other through every joy and sorrow shared. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, by your word and Holy Spirit, we pray that you would comfort all of those who are in sorrow, those who are in need, those who are sick or facing adversity. We especially remember our homebound and shut-ins, Eldine, Janine, Audrey, Bev, Benny, Lenora, Fenil, Margaret, and Lois. So also we pray that you would be with those whose needs are known to you and who have asked for our prayers. Isabel, Stacy, Dwayne, Nick, Karen, Lana, Mark, and Dan. Be their comfort and strength. Relieve them of their pain. Guard them from all danger and restore them to health according to your good and gracious will. But most certainly we pray that you would grant them the full assurance of your love for them in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Father, here in this place you open the gate of heaven, for according to Christ's word, your Son is bodily present with us in the sacrament of this altar. Bring us in repentance and faith to eat and drink worthily at his supper this day, and that through its forgiveness and healing, that we put off the old self and be renewed in true righteousness and holiness. Lord, in your mercy, all these things and whatever else you know that we need, we pray that you would grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who out of love for his fallen creation humbled himself by taking on the form of a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Risen from the dead, he has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven,
We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Upon us, O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, thou Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, and does thy peace.
The blood of Christ. Welcome to the table of our Lord. The body of Christ given its death for all of your sins. The blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sin. And now this, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keep you strong and steadfast, both body and soul, until life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
Welcome to the table of our Lord. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. Will the love of Jesus Christ keep you in your baptismal grace and bring you soon to the fellowship of his Holy Supper. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin. The body of Christ given into death for all of your sin.
thy servant, depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
God in heaven, having given the gifts of Christ to these your people, let your servant depart in peace according to your word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Ave, thou above the cross, the trophy sounds the loud blame. Tell how Christ, the world's Redeemer, as a victim won the day. Tell how when at length the fullness of the appointed time has come, he, the Word, was born of woman, left for us his Father's home. Blaze the path of true obedience, shone as light amidst the gloom. Thus with 30 years accomplished, he went forth from Nazareth, destined, dedicated, willing, did his work and met his death. Like a lamb he humbly yielded on the cross his dying breath. Faithful cross, true sign of triumph, before all the noblest tree. None in foliage, none in blossom, none in fruit thy equal be. Symbol of the world's redemption, for the weight that hung on thee. Unto God the praise and glory, to the Father and the Son, to the eternal Spirit honor, now and evermore be done. Praise and glory in the highest, while the timeless ages run.
Blessed Lord's Day to you.